It's like chewing an egg.
It is. It is like chewing an egg.
You are listening to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. This episode was recorded November 8th, 2021, and published December 9th, 2021. Welcome to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. The question of the day is, what about the next year are you most excited about? I'm Kevin, and next year, I'm most excited to start lifting.
I'm Lucas, and next year I'm excited for COVID restrictions to be more lifted.
I'm Alexander, and I'm most excited for watching my latest kid start to walk.
I'm Jacob, and I'm most excited in 2022 to do some woodworking projects and maybe go on a family vacation. I guess that's two things. That's not legit. Family vacation.
Unless you do woodworking projects on your vacation, in which case it's justified. So just make sure you do that and it's okay.
What if your woodworking project is a canoe, which you can then take your family on a vacation?
That'd be a big canoe.
It would be a big canoe. No, I think the vacation would be, I would look forward to that more than the woodworking projects. I was just thinking of two different things.
Kevin, what dead things are you going to lift? I missed that part.
Lifting, just in general.
Just lifting, not deadlifting.
That is my New Year's resolution for next year is start lifting.
Like hashtag gains, like you're going to start bodybuilding?
You're going to get swole?
Yeah, get swole.
Wear a muscle shirt?
It's going to be awesome.
My friends, end quote, have decided that I need to start lifting.
Who are these friends?
Friends that don't lift.
Friends that don't listen to this podcast, except for the one that does.
I was going to say my in-laws moving out here, but there's so many things that need to fall into place for that to happen. It's like, well, I'm assuming it's going to, but who knows?
Mm-hmm. I was going to say something hockey related, but it might not happen. So
you have a hockey podcast for that.
I do, but I'm not asked these deep questions on that podcast.
Oh, no. Speaking of deep questions.
Oh, go ahead, Kevin.
When was the last time you fell in a hole? What?
That's kind of deep.
Oh, you know, okay. That is a good question. It's been a minute. No, I was gonna
fell in a hole last year.
I saw a semi truck fall into a median. That's not true. It already fallen by the time I got there, and it was the shoulder, not the median. I was going to ask Alexander, like, to give him some follow up, and then I realized you're talking about your child walk, and it's like, I can't. I don't know how to yes and that. I'm sorry.
At first, I was like, "Your child already walks."
And I was like, "Oh, right. Then the latest child."
He did specify latest child.
But you could have been like, "So when you say latest child, what does that imply?"
I don't think you would be dropping baby announcements on the podcast.
You know, you think very many things about me. Most of them are wrong. But I probably would not.
You would not.
That would be tough to. Let's be like, hey, family, you really should listen to this episode when it drops, hopefully in the next month. Hope you don't figure it out by then.
So, Kevin, when does that next podcast come out? Oh, sorry, man, I lost the audio.
Nobody gets to know. Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
I was going to say I would not do that to you. I might.
Speaking of doing things. We're here to find out today.
It's like a C-plus transition.
Hey, I had a good one, and then we had to go back to Kevin's thing.
C-plus.
We're going to find out today which M&M is the best M&M. So we each have in front of us a scorecard with multiple flavors of M&M on it, organized, unless you bumped yours, and now they might be disorganized.
Oops.
And we're going to taste them, rate them 1 through 5 individually.
Can you give the listeners just a list of all the different M&M's flavors we have presented here in front of us?
I can. We have the original milk chocolate. We have peanut. We have peanut butter. We have crispy. We have caramel. We have pretzel. We have English toffee peanut, which I wrote as butter toffee peanut because I got it wrong. We have mint and we have coffee nut. And then we have a bonus that I forgot to write on the sheet, which is fudge brownie. And we'll just throw that one in there at the end.
So from the angle at which I'm looking at the scorecard, I thought the caramel said oatmeal. And I was like, what is an oatmeal M&M? And who thought that was a good idea?
It does look kind of like oatmeal.
Now that I see this caramel, though, I'm more interested in trying it.
So my thought is we'll start at the top with plain old milk chocolate. I gave you 2 of each so that you have a little more deliberation rather than just, here's a single M&M. Give me your opinion. I recommend water between or betwixt M&Ms.
Ooh, Twix. Now that's delicious. We should do a Twix. Which
left
one tastes
versus
better,
right.
Left Twix?
Left right. Versus right.
Yeah.
Actually, the there is a peanut butter Twix and a caramel Twix.
There's also a white chocolate Twix.
That sounds disgusting.
You do not want it.
You will notice on this list no white chocolate M&Ms because I don't like them.
Do they make them?
All many different varieties. There were more varieties at the store than I wanted to spend money on. So there are some that are not represented here.
Wow.
So he kept it to 10.
Was there any 11. I thought there was like a fire, like a habanero M&M or like a chili pepper M&M or something.
So M&M, I was going to get to this later, but I'll get to it now. M&M does this thing where they'll come out with like three flavors. They'll do a competition where you vote on which one is the best. So what it is they get you to buy all three of them and make three times the money.
Oreo, Mountain Dew do the same thing.
Yes. And then whichever one is the cheapest to produce, they say is the one that won. They produce that one for a limited time run. So that one is the butter toffee peanut. That is the competition winner. They must have just had a competition.
Which is actually English toffee?
English toffee peanut.
Butter toffee peanut is the one that failed.
Butter coffee toffee peanut butter.
I'm a butternut toffee. It's a butternut squash M&M.
Oh, jeez. Butternut squash and oatmeal.
I tried.
Okay, and oatmeal butter M&M.
Can I get an oatmeal maple syrup M&M? Because that sounds fire.
I want to know where the pumpkin spice M&Ms are.
That's a good question.
That also lost the competition.
I would hope so.
We are now into November, so at the store they have all the Christmas flavors.
So now the M&Ms can't shave their mustache.
What is a Christmas flavor M&M?
Tastes like Santa Claus's tears.
Usually Christmas flavor M&Ms are just red, white, and green.
No, there was one, man, now you're just going to hear about the ones I didn't get and be disappointed. there was sugar cookie.
Ugh. Oh my.
There was.
Where are the sugar cookies?
I did not promise sugar cookies. Someone else did.
You teased me the sugar cookies. There are not sugar cookies here.
There are no sugar cookies here. There was snowball, which is like, I think it's.
Coconut?
I think it's crispy, but it's white chocolate instead of milk chocolate. Which, again, it just sounds gross, so I didn't get it. And then there was dark chocolate mint, but I already had mint. So I'm like, do you really need both? Yes, they'll be slightly different.
Dark chocolate.
I already spent enough money on M&Ms. I wasn't going to bother.
Fair enough.
I think the fastest way to do this, because we're already like 10 minutes into this thing and haven't eaten an M&M yet. All of us are going to eat the milk chocolate at the same time, give a couple opinions on it, write down your thing, and then we'll move on to peanut. So everyone, without bumping your M&Ms, without bumping your microphones, this is your first challenge. Get a pen from the middle of the table.
you couldn't hand me one, could you? Oh, thank you. Probably because you don't like that one you grabbed.
I don't understand why I spent all of this money on this setup. And I spent so much time editing these episodes. Because we're not even 7 minutes in because I'm cutting out all this dead silence. Just to have this happened.
The pen noise.
So now we're gonna smash cut back to milk chocolate M&M. Okay, so yes, eat the milk chocolate ones.
It adds to the character of
both
the
of them, or just one?
Well, up to you. I gave you two. You can do one at a time, two at a time, whatever you want.
And just so we don't have the whole what is the gender of a number debacle again, what criteria am I looking to rate these on?
Rank them 1 to 5, how much you enjoy them. Now, I will say this, try to remove from your mind ever having eaten any M&M. Eat the M&M with a fresh baby mind.
So the original milk chocolate M&Ms, I find the least favorable. Actually sitting at our house right now on our island is leftover Halloween candy. And it's literally just a bowl of fun size original M&Ms.
Sounds about right.
Because all the other candy got eaten first, mostly by me. So the milk chocolate M&M is kind of the bland, boring one.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I do to make it more fun is I'll pop 3, 4, 5 in my mouth at once, stash a bunch of them in my cheek,
like sunflower seeds.
Yes. And then you take one and you take it and you chip off the shell, the candy shell, like you would a sunflower, and then eat the shell and then suck the chocolate down and then grab another one. And by then, when you've grabbed the other one and brought it in to start cracking that one, since it's sat in your cheek, it's warmed up, it's much easier to crack because it's gotten a little bit soft.
So you make a game out of it.
Exactly. I find them so boring to eat, I make a game out of eating them.
See, the game I used to make out of them was swallow them like an ibuprofen.
with a cup of water?
No. That's the challenge, is not using any water.
Okay. Here's my thing with M&Ms. I, too, do not really enjoy the original. M&Ms, for those that don't know, debuted September 10th, 1941.
That is way more recent than I was expecting.
Okay. I don't think the recipe's changed since then.
You know, I was going to get some M&M facts and bring them for this section, but I didn't, so I'm glad that you did.
We have so many more complex versions of M&Ms now that they're, in my mind, better because they have evolved. The original, it's so bland. It's so boring. The ratios are just crap of, like, shell to... Don't like them at all. Now, I'm not a huge chocolate guy, to be fair, but even the chocolate tastes crap.
It's not as bad as Sixlets.
Hold on. Can you grab the bag of original M&Ms down next to you, Lucas, if at all possible?
It's a triple bag. It has other flavors in there.
That's fine. I just need to check one thing on it.
The ingredients.
Hoping you would maybe not throw it on the table so that didn't happen.
Throw it on the table.
It's just a bad by shot. Accident.
Mm-hmm. All right. The only thing I wanted to know is it actually chocolate? Because anytime you see the word chocolatey on the packaging, this means we cannot legally market this as chocolate.
It doesn't have enough cacao.
It's the same reason how anytime it's a frozen dairy dessert, what we mean is legally not ice cream. These are, in fact, chocolate candies. So I'm not saying it's good chocolate, but it is indeed chocolate.
It meets the FDA minimum requirement for, what is it? Cocoa.
Chocolate.
So has everyone ranked the milk chocolate on their sheet with a number?
I have, yes. Sir.
Or not ranked. I should say, we're not ranking these 1 through 10. We're just giving them 1 star, 2 star, 3 star, 4 star, 5 star.
Have you reviewed it?
Yes. Great. Then we'll move on to Peanut. Now, Peanut, I feel like, is a favorite among my brothers.
Every once in a while, you get one that has the bad peanut.
Yep. This is true.
And you're like,
and if that was one of the two you had today, it will affect your experience.
I don't know how they get those bad peanuts through, but...
Got George Washington Carver rolling over in his grave.
So the peanut M&Ms are way more fun to eat the slow way than the regular M&Ms. Because you do the same thing.
And you just get
but then you have the wad of chocolate that you work through to get to the peanut inside.
But then at the end you just have a peanut. You have an unsalted, unroasted peanut.
You do understand I have a jar of unsalted, unroasted peanuts in my apartment now.
Are they just your leftover spit out peanut M&Ms?
They had salt on them at one time. Now it's in my bloodstream.
Okay. I never said the jar was labeled.
Oh, dear. Do you like peanut M&Ms? Yes, but just for that little bit of peanut flavor you get after you spit the peanut out.
Here's the deal. I like peanut M&Ms. I don't think I like them as much as some others at this table.
Do our ratings have to be whole numbers?
I guess not. I was hoping they would be.
It will make the math at the end much easier.
Don't make Lucas add decimal points.
I mean, I'm going to use a calculator either way, but...
You boys are struggling over there.
This one wasn't me. He bumped my M&Ms onto the floor. Jacob has
dropped all of his peanuts on the ground. Jacob's nuts are on the ground.
No.
No, my candy nuts.
If Sinbutts were candies and nuts, they'd still all fall on the ground.
Wait, do you have Kevin's nuts over there?
I've got Kevin's.
Oh my God.
You've got Kevin's toffee nuts over there.
Those are his coffee nuts.
That's all you need?
I've got way too many.
How do you have those in the M&Ms? Oh my goodness, I think you took off.
The worst idea ever.
Oh. So it looks to me like you're... Okay, first off, I think those are the mint, so those need to be down one row.
We're just going to take all Jacob's numbers.
You may just have to go to the bag from this point forward and just be like, okay, hand me two fresh ones out of the bag because I have no idea what you have.
That's true. We could do that.
Oh my gosh.
Did everybody rank peanut M&M?
I did rank peanut M&M.
Did anyone have any other opinions on peanut M&M? You know what? I don't care. We're moving on to peanut butter.
Original.
I ranked it the exact same as milk chocolate M&M, but for a different reason.
Okay, we're going
what's the different reason? This is the time to...
Different reason. Okay. If I were the kind of guy to give Lucas decimal numbers, I would have put milk chocolate at a 3.5. But I wouldn't do that to him. I would, but not today. So I gave it a 3. On the idea that, okay, this is like a baseline M&M. Which, I like baseline M&M. It's simple. It's a candy shell. It's chocolate. It's not good chocolate. But if I want sugar, there it is. The peanut M&Ms are slightly more complex. They have had a little bit of the Chuck E. D. applied to them. So it's like, okay, this is nice. This is a more interesting experience.
Charles Darwin, they've evolved. I was tracking.
He was tracking.
Kevin talks about his Chuck E. D. a lot.
I was thinking Chuck E. Cheese. I was like, what?
No, but I have been burned out on peanut M&Ms, and you get to the point where it's like, can I have something without peanuts hiding inside of the sweetness, please? Thank you. But no, I just have to keep chewing through all these peanuts.
So the reason I gave you...
Just spit them out in your jar.
I thought about doing rating 1 through 100, but I thought we don't need to get that granular on M&Ms. And I thought about even 1 through 10, but then I had 10 flavors. So then you're going to try to rank them in order and not just, I like this one, it's an 8. I like this one, it's a 7. So I went with 1 through 5 to try and get rid of that, and now people want decimals. So if you want decimals, go ahead. I'm going to eat peanut M&Ms. I mean peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Okay. If you know which M&Ms are your peanut butter, eat your peanut butter M&Ms.
That one tastes kind of minty.
It's peanut butter. Here's what I'll say about peanut butter M&Ms. For me, they are just an improvement on peanut M&Ms. They're sweeter, creamier, delicious.
Less crunching.
Now, you can't suck on them and get an unsalted peanut at the end.
To spit out.
Yep. Yeah, it's somehow, it feels more one-dimensional than a normal M&M.
I view it as a Reese's peanut butter cup, a little bit of candy shell action.
Mm.
And Reese's peanut butter cups are dang good.
That is the better way to think about it. That I'm less certain on over the last couple of years, but you can have your opinion. That's fine.
They're not as good as a Take 5, but we're not here to rate candy bars. We're here to rate M&Ms.
That's a much more expensive episode. That'll be Patreon only.
I think, yes. If people want to send us money so we can buy candy bars and eat them.
Please do.
Please do. Kevin's address is...
This podcasting thing is a racket.
Look, it took me like 10 years to set up my own email address. What makes you think I'm setting up a Patreon anytime soon?
I think it's a little bit of confirmation bias for me. I love the peanut M&Ms. Peanut butter M&Ms, I should say. Like... If I have the option of all the different M&Ms, that's usually what I'm grabbing first. I don't get them that often. It's so creamy, so good. I do love them.
I just wish they were bigger and had a little bit more peanut butter. I wish they were the same size as
mega
the peanut size butter
peanut butter M&Ms.
You need a Reese's.
You get the peanut M&Ms, right? And they're a certain size. You get the peanut butter ones, they're smaller. It's like, no, I want more.
I want more.
How do you feel about like the little like capsule M&Ms that are like
mini M&Ms?
I could have gotten
some of those. And I
basically the ones that are nothing but coating?
Yes.
That's nasty,
just
crap.
That's just sugar with a little bit of chocolate. M&Ms are chocolate with a little bit of sugar.
Like, I wouldn't even sprinkle those over ice cream. Like, that's how much I despise those things.
You can put them in a McFlurry, though.
Why would you do that when you could get, I don't know, an Oreo McFlurry?
It's fair. Has anyone, everyone's ranked the peanut butter? Yes?
Yes. Is it crispy?
I'm moving on to crispy.
I love that meme. I love that meme way more than I should.
So this is, for anyone who hasn't had a crispy M&M, because I feel like this is one of the more rare ones. You don't see these. People don't get these.
I've gotten these. They're good.
It's basically like a Nestle Crunch Bar.
It's a Nestle Crunch Bar with a better ratio. Like the Nestle Crunch Bar, like you have to like find the piece of crunch.
Yes. Also, I feel like a Crunch Bar is somehow even lower quality chocolate than an M&M.
Oh, man.
Shots fired at Crunch Bar, apparently.
Crunches are pretty lousy.
But you What's can the difference spell between a crunch words and a crackle, with your though? Half-eaten crunch bar.
Crackle has even fewer crunches in it.
So crackle's worse than a crunch?
Oh, yeah.
But do they have better chocolate because it's Hershey's? Or is crunch Hershey's? No, crunch is Nestle.
Crunch is Nestle.
Crackle is Hershey's.
Yeah.
Because it's in the bag with Mr. Good Bar and just plain Hershey bar.
And Hershey's Dark, which is the only reason you get the bag in the first place.
It's like trying to argue which is better quality, Taco Bell or Burger King. It's like, well... Either way, you're fighting for last place. So who cares?
We're quickly going to diverge off of any topic podcast, and we're just going to become a food podcast and like a junk food, candy, donut podcast.
We're the Rhettin' Like a podcast.
Sounds good.
Which Little Caesars pizza is best? Let's find out.
I'm game.
Well, if you go to the Little Caesars on Gall Road, they only have pepperoni, cheese, crazy bread.
Legit?
They said we don't have enough staff to make anything else. That's all we're making.
I like it. That should be their new model. Why do they have other things?
Did you never have the M&M cookie dough brownie?
No.
Yeah, no, don't. Neither did I, but I don't need to eat it to know it's bad.
No.
You can, when you look at the promo picture and it doesn't look appetizing,
you know it's bad. Speaking as someone who has attempted to build a menu and price food items and make a profitable business, I have a great appreciation for, we make these three things. If you want these three things, sure, come get them. We only have to buy, we have to buy five ingredients. It's very simple.
That's what makes for a successful food truck.
Yeah.
Right? Simplicity, out the door, same product.
I was impressed by how well Taco Bell's menu makes you think they have a lot of items.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't. It's not just five ingredients differently arranged. It is that. But it's even, like, once you actually count up the items on the menu, it's like, do you guys actually offer anything? It's like, no, we've got, how many kinds of nachos do you have? One. Actually, just one. You can also get chips with some cheese if you want, I guess. Oh, okay. Thanks.
Brilliant. So if everyone has ranked the crispy, we're moving on to caramel or caramel, depending on your persuasion.
Oh, that's a bad caramel. You want good caramel? Go get a Reason.
Yes.
This is bad chocolate and bad caramel.
I thought this was going to be liquidy caramel, but it's very sturdy, chewable caramel.
It is, and the caramel mixed with the shell, it's like chewing an egg.
It is. It is like chewing an egg.
That was surprisingly disappointing.
I'm not really known as an egg chewer, but...
Here's the thing.
Listen here, you egg chewer.
The first one wasn't great, but the second one is not that bad.
That is not glowing praise.
I feel like I could eat more of these.
We cannot get over the texture thing. That's just messing with me. I'm big on texture.
I kind of like it.
That wasn't good.
Well, it doesn't matter how I rank it. If you guys all throw it in the garbage bin, then... Okay, moving on. Jacob, do you know which ones of yours are pretzel?
I think I do.
Okay, that's the next one.
They're the big ones. The big ones. Takes a lot to put a pretzel in.
Man. Can I go back and change my ranking on other ones?
Wait, you have two fives down there already.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Wow.
I forgot. I thought this was just crispy one.
This is not as good as I remember.
Mm. Wait a minute. You thought this was the crispy one?
No, he thought crispy was the pretzel, I'm guessing.
No. So I was like...
So when you put the crispy M&M in your mouth, you're like, this tastes like pretzel.
No. I knew that I liked peanut butter. And I knew I liked crispy. Because I was like, oh yeah, I ate a whole bag of them one time. It was so good.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, when I get the crispy one, I'm like, I know that one's going to be, you know, four or five. That's a really good one. So I ate the crispy one. I was like, this was not as good as I thought it was going to be. But I remember this being one of my favorites. And then I got to the pretzel one. I was like, oh, that was the one that I ate that was so dang delicious. And so I went back and changed my crispy one. And then as the pretzel one,
let me go back to my previous point of approach them all with newborn baby taste buds.
Yeah, it's still good.
I don't think my newborn baby should be eating these.
Jury's still out.
So growing up, I remember there were the pretzel M&Ms. And then those disappeared. And then later came crispy M&Ms. Now, I remember thinking, oh, this is like substitute pretzel. Sweet. It's not pretzel, but it's still better than normal M&M. I'll take it. Having just had a crispy M&M and a pretzel M&M, I would probably put the crispy slightly higher.
Ooh,
interesting.
See, now, when we go back to our original milk chocolate ones that I don't think anyone else really cared for, what would I do to make those better? I'd eat them with a bag of pretzels.
Or popcorn.
You need some salty, crunchy action in there.
They did have at the store in the holiday, in the Christmas section.
Popcorn M&Ms?
Not popcorn M&Ms, but like the round, shiny buckets that was some M&Ms and some popcorn.
Oh, okay. So you're meant to, you can watch a movie and go back and forth between the two if you're into that.
Yes.
Oh, on the back of like the normal M&M packaging, they pair it with popcorn in like the little promotion image on the back. I'm just like, yeah, now I really want popcorn, but all I have is a bag of M&Ms, so I'm eating a bag of M&Ms now.
So next we have English Toffee Peanut, which was apparently a competition winner. I was not aware there was a competition, but there you have it.
Now here's where I'm getting to the point where I'm not sure what I'm putting in my mouth.
Well, if it tastes like coffee, then you've grabbed one of the coffee nut ones.
Alternatively, if there's a nut in it, you've probably grabbed one of the coffee nut ones.
I should just give you, I'm just going to give you a toffee nut from the bag.
Maybe this one's the right one.
At this point, Jacob is just eating M&Ms.
He's making up numbers to fill in later.
No, I'm second guessing because that tastes like coffee to me.
It's true.
No, it does taste like coffee.
So here's the question for me and these. They have a peanut in the middle. So are they an improvement on peanut?
Wait, do they?
Yeah, they're more toffee-y.
Are you sure you put these on the tray right? Because
it tastes a lot like coffee.
Are you sure it's not coffee?
I don't think it is.
Hold on.
Well, let me see. Let me see.
Look at
toffee.
The colors. Coffee doesn't have a tan one. Well, no, it has this one.
The butter coffee toffee, or no, the butter.
It's possible I put them on the table wrong.
No, okay. There's a noticeable difference between butter toffee peanut and coffee nut.
The butter toffee one, it's got that. It almost tastes a little too sweet. Like that toffee is pretty sweet.
Man, I'm really torn on this.
It feels like there's a bitter tone in it.
They burnt the sugar a little bit on the toffee. Uh-oh, we lost another nut.
I'll give you one of my nuts there, brother.
Down by your foot.
Look under the table without bumping it. However, I'm pretty sure this one's supposed to be a coffee nut. I'm pretty sure it's actually a toffee nut.
I ranked it the same as regular peanut.
I rated this very low.
So the next one we know is going to get a 5 from Alex, which is mint.
Not necessarily. It could be bad mint.
This is not a peppermint. Or is it a peppermint? Or is it a spearmint?
It's just mint. It's just your generic mint flavoring.
And this would probably be a peppermint, right? Because this tastes like a York patty.
You're right.
Except milk chocolate instead of
dark. There's peppermint. You can feel it in the nose
coating,
a little bit.
Which kind of messes with things. At least it's more like crunching on a peppermint stick that's been dipped in chocolate.
Yeah.
Because you get that little peppermint shards to it if you think of the candies. The candy shell that's breaking
but
up in your mouth like
shards.
But
the shell's not flavored mint.
Here's the problem.
No, but there's at least a mint flavor in your mouth. So the texture and the flavor are similar to like munching on a...
Here's the thing. I like mint.
I love mint.
That tastes like toothpaste to me. It's just bad.
I love toothpaste too.
I would say
there's
like,
a reason I have just the Arm & Hammer.
If you want mint flavor, go get like Spice Drops and get some mints.
Go get an Andy's Mint. Go get it. Dude, this is... Andy's mint is better than this.
Next podcast, we're just getting a whole bunch of mint-flavored things, deciding which is the best medium to get mint
See,
into.
I was going to do which Andy's mint is best, but it's just a pack of Andy's mints.
Is it this one? I don't know until I try the next one. I don't know until I try the next one.
See, and I was going to say next episode, we figure out which toothpaste is the best.
Yo.
We need to do toothpaste after this episode, after all these candies. Mm. Or like Fannie Mae has mint meltaways, which is like a, I don't know. My wife likes them, so usually she gets them as like a Christmas gift from her family. And so I've had a lot of those, and those are like nice mint chocolate stuff. And this is like generic bland, not bland, but it's cheap mint chocolate.
It's the garage sale version of candy.
Yeah.
It's like the minty Hershey's Kisses that they come out with around Christmas time. It's just...
See, again, like with one of those Hershey's Kisses... You put that on one of those windowpane pretzels, put it in the oven, put another one on top of it, and make a sandwich out of it. Man, that's good. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because the ultimate here would be to take a pretzel and a mint, put them together in your mouth at the same time. You have a chocolate mint pretzel.
Ooh, I have good news. When we get done with this segment, you can do that. There are plenty left over.
You could do peanut butter, pretzel, caramel, and make it take five.
In the end, we're all just trying to figure out how to get another take five.
Just like take fives.
So here's the problem. I work at a company that distributes convenience goods. We have a company store. And by that, what we mean is stuff people have returned to us that we can't sell, we put on the shelf and the employees can buy it at really cheap price. So I've gotten very familiar with all of the bottom tier candy and just how samey it all is. It's like you look on the package and you see Hershey. This is going to taste like Hershey's chocolate-like product.
The Hershey chocolate base.
Yes.
That everything springs forth from.
Everything has the Hershey chocolate base. It's like how half the items on the Taco Bell menu have the Taco Bell nacho cheese base. You know what I'm talking about.
I think there's a certain percentage of all of us that is actually Taco Bell cheese base.
Well, yeah.
It runs in my bloodstream.
And so... I'm working my way through this, and I'm like, this is nice, but at the end of the day, it's still all the M&M chocolate, and no matter what you do to this, you're not getting away from that.
You can only put so much lipstick on a pig.
Exactly.
Did you know, and I need to verify this, but I think that people who live outside of the U.S., when they have Hershey's milk chocolate, many times they say it will taste like sick.
Yes.
Have you heard of this?
I've not heard that specifically, but I have heard that Hershey's chocolate is generally considered to be of poor quality outside the U.S., to put it lightly.
You've heard about this, Lucas, right?
I watched a YouTube video on it, but I don't remember
much about it.
What it is in them that gives them that flavor.
I think, I forget what, I don't know if it's in some enzyme or something like that they have in it that is part of their process that make it, that people outside of the U.S. who have nicer chocolates.
If you didn't grow up eating Hershey's.
It tastes weird to you. And sometimes people think it tastes like vomit. Or has like vomit overtones or undertones or whatever.
There's a man on YouTube named Adam Ragusea who has a video on it.
Maybe that's where I probably watched the same one.
Vomit tone sounds like a post-rock album.
Yes. Oh, see, I was going to say Substitute Pretzel is our next band name.
That's not bad either.
So the final one on our sheet is Coffee Nut, which again has a peanut in the middle. So if you would like to suck it down the peanut, you can.
Hand me the Coffee Nut because I'm not sure.
I think I just put a coffee and an English in my mouth.
Is it good though?
No. And so I don't think this is a fair test.
Well, then grab something. The bag is there.
I'm trying to get through this experience.
How are you hanging in there, Chief?
It's disgusting. I do not recommend an English coffee toffee.
So this is a peanut M&M.
With peanut.
With which they have flavored the chocolate with a little bit of coffee.
With a little bit of coffee, yep. This tastes bitter to me.
Yes, it's coffee. Coffee is, by default, bitter.
But, like, it makes the peanut taste worse. Maybe I got one with a bad peanut.
No, that makes sense.
I had high hopes for coffee. It let me down.
Yeah, me too. Now I have a whole bag of these I have to try to eat up.
I hope.
I can take them off your hands for you.
I still like sugar.
Yeah. Alternatively, I'm sure you can find some nephews from somewhere in your family that will gladly consume them.
All right. When it comes to flavors like this, I feel like there's a medium of how many flavors can you have before it becomes confusing and unpleasant to your mouth.
That's why you wash your mouth out with water between takes.
No, I'm saying like take five. Somehow they managed to hit the right ratios of everything in take five to where you can taste and enjoy the pretzel and the caramel and the chocolate, right? Like, they got it right.
It's got nougat in there too, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. It hits all the five takes just right. These didn't do that.
Okay.
Most of them didn't do that.
I could be wrong, but I seem to remember hearing that the human brain can process seven things at a time. So, like, if you have, like,
I believe the magic number for short-term memory is given as 7 plus or minus 2.
Okay. So, like, if you take a game like Frozen Freefall, where you've got a grid of things and you have to slide them to make matches, it's a 7x7 grid, because they know that that's how much your brain can sort of keep track of as you're playing the game. A lot of those things are designed to be 7 items that you're actively paying attention to 2 or 3, but then you're passively still thinking about the other 4. So maybe 7 is the correct amount of flavors that you can possibly get in a thing.
But they've just got 3 here and it's still gross.
It's true.
So that's all the ones we had on the sheet.
When can I get my beef jerky flavored M&M?
Now I just want beef jerky.
You can make them at home. Not that hard to coat beef jerky and chocolate.
Not that hard to buy beef jerky and M&M's at a convenience store. True.
Do any of you guys like the candy coating shell?
I do.
No.
Jacob?
I enjoy the crunch it gives because the texture. I enjoy the texture.
Okay.
Or when I crack it like a sunflower seed.
Because I do not appreciate it either from texture standpoint or flavor standpoint.
And I also appreciate... And
every single M&M has it.
I appreciate how it protects the product.
Oh, yeah. It's like, longevity, right? Like it seals everything in.
Yeah. You can.
So if they came out with a naked M&M, that would be Alexander's jam.
I'd totally go for naked.
That's, yeah. I believe that's called a chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip.
He's got a point.
It's a trail mix.
Yeah, there's a reason you put M&Ms instead of chocolate chips in your trail mix.
I eat the Andes mints as opposed to the mint M&Ms.
You also eat Andes mints because they're better quality.
Also true.
No, but think about the outside of a Junior Mint. It's chocolate, but it keeps it protected. You could make an M&M where the outside was like a Junior Mint.
I'm sorry, what about the outside of a Junior Mint is protected?
Do you like Junior Mints?
But then it's not I love Junior Mints.
Frozen Junior Mints?
Frozen Junior Mints. York Peppermint Patties. Frozen York Peppermint Patties. That's phenomenal.
Have you ever left a box of Junior Mints on your car dash?
That's true. Okay, so we've gotten through this whole thing and never mentioned the melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Is that M&M or is that?
That's M&M.
That is M&M.
So yes, it does. That's true. They don't withstand heat. But even regular M&Ms, if you've got a sweaty palm and you grab them, you're going to stain your fingers.
Yes, but the M&Ms don't all melt together.
That's fair.
That's the distinction.
Well, we have a bonus round. I forgot to put these ones on the sheet. If it turns out they're incredible, we can rank them and
I've had them before. They're not that incredible.
That's kind of what I figured, so I'm not going to worry about it. Write your name on your sheet and pass it to me. And while you guys are discussing fudge brownie, which is the bonus flavor, and how bad it is, I will tally these up.
Fudge brownie. It's like a soft M&M.
This is way more interesting than most of these other interesting M&Ms to me.
It's chocolate on top of chocolate. But it's two different flavors of chocolate.
It's two different textures of chocolate.
I feel like if I want a fudgy brownie, I just make a fudge brownie.
Yeah, look at Mr. Skilled in the kitchen over here. Not all of us have culinary abilities.
I had my wife make it.
Look at Mr. Has a Wife over here.
All right. Here's my question. The results are in.
Mm-hmm.
Do we... What time are we at?
We are at 41 minutes on the raw recording. Good.
So, can I also mention something else before we get into the results here? I think honorable mention that was not on this list is almond M&Ms. Those are dang good, too.
Yeah.
I had them in my cart and I put them back.
What the heck is an almond M&M?
It's like a peanut M&M, but with an almond.
That seems like they're going to be huge.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
That means even more candy coating.
Also more nut.
But the prize is an almond instead of a peanut, so it's way better.
If they came out with pecan M&Ms, which I don't think they do because it's too expensive, that could be delicious too.
You scare me.
I would go for a cashew M&M.
See, all I want now is a good Mounds or an Almond Joy. Actually, I want an Almond Joy. That's what I want.
Mounds is good too. One of my coworkers brought a bunch of Almond Joys in the day after Halloween because she was like, yeah, my kids sorted through all their candy and they left all the Almond Joys. None of them like it. I'm like, they're loss.
Where is my coconut M&M?
I think they had one.
Yeah, it lost out to the butternut toffee.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the question. Do we want to retaste the top three and have like a final, or do you just want to have the rankings and be done?
Bro, I've consumed like 30 M&Ms at this point. I think I'm good.
So I'll count up from three. So third place, bronze medal with a total. Are we supposed to guess? Can if you want.
I don't really want to.
So as a reminder, we were rating on a scale from 1 to 5 and there are 4 of us. So a perfect score would be 20. So coming in...
I can tell you right now, nothing got a 20 because I gave nothing a 5.
Same.
Oh, boy. Tough critic.
So
the perfect score is 19.
I think that's the perfect score would be like 16 at this point.
So coming in at number 3 with 14 points...
Woo. Let's go.
...is Crispy.
Crispy?
Yes.
Wait, yeah. Did I think that was the pretzel one?
Yes.
Can I change my...
But didn't you change it?
You had Crispy down as a 5 and then you changed it to 4 when you discovered your love of pretzel.
Exactly. Yeah, you're exactly correct. So it would have come in at a 15, but instead 15 goes to peanut butter.
That's good stuff.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter, so good.
And coming in number 1 with a whopping 18 points.
Wow, that was great.
Which means you and I gave it a 5, and these two gave it a 4. Pretzel
is worth it.
You know what? I agree with all those rankings.
Good job, boss.
Honorable mention. 11 points. English butter toffee nut, which
really?
I feel like none of us were crazy about, but it did all right.
Wait, hold on. How? Because I think I gave it a 2.
It tied with peanut.
So y'all had to be giving it threes out here.
Everyone gave it a 3. You gave it a 2.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it actually tied with peanut.
So what was the last?
Last place was caramel with 7.
Oh, sorry, caramel.
Do not buy caramel M&Ms.
I tell you, go get a Milk Dud or a Reason. You'll enjoy it much more.
True. Yeah. Have I told you my Milk Dud story?
No.
Did you freeze a Milk Dud and try to eat it and bust your teeth open?
No. Sorry. Not Milk Dud story. Junior Mint story. So I go to the movie theater and I decide I'm going to get some Junior Mints because I love Junior Mints and I'm happy.
What movie?
I have no idea.
Okay. Carry on.
So anyway, I'm sitting there eating my Junior Mints because I love my Junior Mints, savoring each one as I ought to do. I drop one. I'm like, crud.
The theater is pitch black.
It is pitch black. I'm like, it fell right beside me. So it's right here in the seat cushion, right? So I feel that.
Oh, no.
Like, maybe it's there. Yes, it's there. I was so happy. I pop it in my mouth. And yeah, it's a Milk Dud.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Who put a milk dud in your junior mint box?
That's what I was wondering.
So kids, don't go digging in the dark in the movie theater for bonus candy. Do not take this as a, hey, when you're in the movie theater, check the size. Sometimes there's extra candy in the size.
Thank you for a lesson none of us needed to learn. We already knew this.
What's wrong with you?
It was worth the risk for the junior mint.
So you never found the junior mint?
I never, no.
So did someone later on drop a milk dud in the junior mint?
Like, oh, this was an improvement.
I should have bought a junior mint.
Oh, word.